Module E, Practice Paper 3, page 15, Robinson Crusoe.
Hello, listeners. Have you ever imagined what it would be like to live on a deserted island? Daniel Defoe described such an experience in his book Robinson Crusoe. Welcome to our program, The Stories Behind the Stories, in which we tell you about the origin and background of literary classics. Our guest today is literary historian Michael Dawson. Good evening, Michael. Can you tell us what Robinson Crusoe is based on?
The story of Robinson Crusoe was inspired by the story of Alexander Selkirk, a Scottish sailor who went to sea in 1704. Selkirk requested that his shipmates put him ashore on an island, where he remained until he was rescued in 1709. It is possible that Defoe interviewed Selkirk before he began to write his book. In addition, several versions of Selkirk's tale were available to him. He then built on the story, adding his imagination, his experiences, and a whole list of other stories to create the novel for which he has become so well known.
What do we know about Daniel Defoe?
In his lifetime, Defoe published more than 500 books, pamphlets, articles, and poems. Unfortunately, none of his literary works ever brought him much financial success. He had started out as a merchant, but he soon found himself bankrupt, which led him to choose other occupations. His political passions and his inability to stay out of debt also caused him to be imprisoned 7 times.
How did the book Robinson Crusoe affect people?
Even if he wasn't financially successful, Defoe managed to make a significant mark on literature. Some people claim that Defoe wrote the first true English novel. At the time of its publication in 1719, Robinson Crusoe was a success. Defoe was 60 when he wrote this first novel, and he would write 7 more in the years to come.
Why was the book such a success?
Well, it's actually not surprising. The story is about a man whose ship sinks. He is stranded on a desert island for 28 years. With the supplies he's able to recover from the wrecked ship, Robinson Crusoe eventually builds a fort and then creates a kingdom for himself by taming animals, gathering fruit, growing crops, and hunting. The book contains adventures of all sorts. Pirates, shipwrecks, cannibals, mutiny, and so much more. Robinson Crusoe makes his escape when a ship arrives at the island. He helps the British captain overcome his rebellious sailors and resume control of the ship. He sets sail for England on December 19th, 1686, after spending 28 years, 2 months, and 19 days on the island. He arrives back in England after an absence of 35 years and discovers that he is a wealthy man.
What did Defoe try to say in the story?
Robinson Crusoe is the tale of a lonely human being who manages to survive for years with hardly any human companionship. It's a story about the different ways in which people cope with reality when hardship comes. But it's also the tale of a man creating his own reality, rescuing a native, and shaping his own world out of the wilderness of a desert island.
Well, that was fascinating. Thank you, Michael Dawson. We'll be back next Friday at 4 p.m.